Well, welcome back to the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. We're going to get into some tips on heating and cooling your home.
No, wrong show.
Oh.
We were laughing about a situation. And we're not even going to go into it, but we know, well, we can just say it quickly. We know somebody that thought the thermostat for
this house just won't warm up.
They thought the thermostat for the house was on the front of the water heater, and they kept turning it up, but the house wasn't getting any warmer.
Couldn't take a shower, but.
Oh, man. Oh. Scalding showers, but the house is freezing. So, and that funny. Happens. You know, not everybody is meant to drive
true.
The car.
That's
you know? So, but anyways, this is the Gunsmith Show, and thank you for listening this morning. This segment is brought to you by Reliable Enterprises. Now, you can always go to the website, thegss.com, and link right to Reliable Enterprises. It'll give you all his information. And for gosh sakes, look at the pictures of his work.
Those beautiful work.
Decks and barns. And
yeah, real craftsman, really an
gazebos
artisan.
Gazebos and beautiful staircases. And he does good drone footage afterwards. So you really see the beauty of it. It gives a whole different, you know, I still got like stacks of Polaroids from the 80s and 90s from me doing work. And because I'm a contractor, but I don't do it anymore. And I look now at these drone footage shots he's got. And,
yeah.
You know, and they're works of art. And what a wonderful way to show off your work. So Reliable Enterprises, you can reach Jeremy at 810-429-6957. He is a licensed builder. He will do whatever you need for your house. He's doing a job for us this next week, knocking a bathtub out for us and taking an old tub out, putting a new tub in, and going to help us out quite a bit. So appreciate it so much. And next in line.
See, this is the thing. I mean, he does the outdoor work, but, you know, there's some rain coming next week. It's great to go in and do a little and a half inside job. He can do anything, inside or out, but he really specializes in those outdoor projects.
And I tell people all the time, if you want to get a secure vault room built in your house to secure your good things that you want to save, and you know, in case somebody breaks into your house, he can make it really, really hard for him to get it. So, yeah. It's a 357. We call it 357 steel. Line the walls with it. He can do all that if you want, and truly make it a safe room. So, and they call it 357 metal because it'll withstand
stop
the hits
357.
Of 357 Magnum. So it's smart stuff. So he can do it all for you. Now. 810-429-6957. And if you want to email me, you can do that at shooter@thegss.com. If you have any questions, you want to bring up a topic that you think we should be talking about here on the show, glad to hear from you. And a lot of you get with me every single week, and I appreciate it. Mark and Dave and Don and Mel, they all get a hold of me all the time.
Nice.
Just classic rock.
Thanks, guys.
There.
Yeah.
There's lots of folks that send me notes, and I appreciate it. Now, Springfield Armory, we've been talking about it quite a bit this show.
Did a little history lesson last segment.
And I shortened it up by, I write down SA all the time because I don't want to write out Springfield Armory all the time. And so in a lot of their advertisements now, it just says Springfield, you know, it's, or SA.com or whatever. I don't know what it is, but last week we talked a lot about the Echelons. Remember we talked about Kunas? Because, you know,
oh, yeah.
You always yell the Kuna Matata.
I know. I got to contribute,
that's
John.
That's just some of their guns. They got a beautiful set of bolt action rifles
so
we're, now.
We talked about their history, but this is some of the products.
Some of their products. Yeah, they're just amazing. So extremely, like the Echelon, it's an extremely nice Glock clone. I think it's a Glock clone. I'm sure it's got internal parts that are slightly different. It feels better in the hand than a Glock does. So I like
You mean
it.
A block? See, I pay attention. I listen
know,
to you.
I know. Some people call them blocks. I've always liked Glocks. Believe me, I have too many Glocks. No, I don't have too many. That's the wrong
I was going to say, what are you talking
Can't
about?
Say too many. I have a lot of Glocks. I enjoy them. I like shooting them. They're a lot of fun. They always work. Well, you don't get that with every semi-automatic rifle or handgun. You just don't get it. I mean, sometimes they work, sometimes you don't. I had a 1911. I've had two 1911s from Springfield Armory that I had to send back to Springfield to get them fixed, okay? So not every gun works perfect, but not every Chevy drives great either. You know what I mean? So it comes with mass manufacturing. Occasionally you get flaws. I got a friend that's got a Kimber that brand new, and it doesn't work good. It doesn't. And it needed some finessing. It needed some fine-tuning. You know, it's like every now and then, you know, there's a tool left in the door of the car and it makes a noise when you hit the bumps, you know. So it's so we get them fixed up, and a good gunsmith can help and make those guns rock and roll. So but these Springfield Armory products just have a ton of innovations. You pick up one of those Echelons, you're not going to want to put it down. Last week we also talked about the SA-35.
What makes those more comfortable than a Glock? Just
it's the contouring of the frame, the grip structure. Now Glock, now we're in Gen 6 Glocks. They have upgraded their
They've
from 1985 till now, they've done a tremendous amount of difference. But there's a bunch of companies out there that are cloning the Glocks. They're making the same guns. They're stipling the grips better for better grip. They contour the plastic away and still keeping it strong enough, but making it so that your hands fit it better.
Yeah.
When you shoot a gun and there's sharp points and it's poking your hand,
yeah,
like a lot of 1911s will give you a poke right in the bottom of your palm. And so the contoured bottoms on those make a big, big difference.
Sure.
So now with Springfield Armory just came out with the SA-35 4-inch, which is the Browning High Power. Again, a gun that was made through FN for the armories and everything. The Browning High Power, it was John Browning's last gun design. And beautiful gun. It had its hiccups, but it's still a very good high-quality gun, high-capacity gun. For the time, it held 13 9mm. The new ones hold 15 or more. And... but they have it available now in this 4-inch version right from Springfield. They just introduced it. It's an instant classic because it has that look. It's like, yep, that thing's gorgeous. So that's out there. The XD lines. The XD is a Croatian-made gun that has been out now for 20 years, 25 years. It is really a good gun. Semi-automatic, high capacity. When they came out with the XDS, the small version, it was gun of the year quickly. The smallest compact 45 you could buy. It was just good guns all the way around. I like the Croatian made stuff that they bring in what's called the XD lines. I got XDMs, which is the XD Match Elites. Fabulous guns. They shoot like a dream in 10mm and stuff. I just love them. They make them in 9s and 40s and 45s. The Hellcat line we talk about a lot from Springfield Armory. The Hellcats are one of the top-selling concealable handguns in America right now. 13, 14 rounds of 9mm in a very small package. It's just kind of a downsized XD, but it's a smart gun. And, of course, they're 1911s. They just kick butt and take names. The 1911s, the Garrisons, the Prodigies, the Emissaries, so many good ones, high capacities, double stacks, all kinds of options, so many chances to if it's not in their book, you're dreaming, because everything they sell, they can fit just about every notch out there. You know, if you just want a clean stainless steel 1911, get a Garrison. You know, you get a 4 1/4 inch or 4-inch Garrison, you'll be all set. It's what a gun. I think it's completely replaced what originally was one of their big ones, was all the way back when they used to come out. They had a 1911 called a Champion, and the Champion was the first one I ever bought. And I remember I bought it on my birthday at the gun store, and when I went in there, I was all happy. It was my birthday. And I'm singing happy birthday to myself, you know. And I handed him my credit card. And it took about 30 seconds. And he comes over. He goes, "Hey, birthday boy, you got another credit card? Because this one ain't working."
Oh, geez.
I said, "Lay away it is." So I did not bring that gun home that day. Oh, so it's geez. I didn't realize that I had ran my credit card up too high. And but anyway, it's just kind of a funny story from my youth. As a gun buyer, that was 30 years ago. It was 1996 when I did that. And
got to learn the finances. That's takes a little while to figure that stuff out.
Well, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, it's a funny story, though, because the way that it was, and if anybody's ever been to the old Guns Galore down in Fenton, it was Randy that said it to me. Oh, Randy was the owner.
Gotcha.
He was very cocky.
Oh.
And fun. Once you got to know him, he's a lot of fun. But he would turn as many people off as he did get people to like him. And luckily, I have a good sense of humor, and I just laughed about it. Hey, birthday boy, you got another credit card?
Because
this one just got declined. Oh, we
laughed. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, I'm singing it to me. Happy birthday to me. Yeah. You know, I was like, kind of like a Cat Blue thing. But anyways, I was having fun with it. But Springfield Armory truly has such a line. The Kuna, we already talked about, the bolt action guns. They're 2020 bolt action rifles and pistols. It's called the 2020 is the model. They got these pistols called Heat Seekers. Cool. That's these bolt action pistols. Amazing. But they make a ton of AR-15s and AR-10s. They got their name on everything. So I'm very impressed with their lines. But this past weekend, we were looking at an M1A SOCOM CQB, close quarters battle rifle, talking almost $2,000.
Mm.
Fabulous rifle. Just a handful of mechanical ability that you just go, this gun is better than I am. You know what I mean? it is a better gun than I am.
I need
shooter.
To get better to be able to own this and
no
shoot
kidding.
It.
Yeah. And
it's a good gun to have.
Yeah. And
it makes you stretch.
It makes you
become
want
better.
To be better. Yeah. You know, it's like why you buy a fast car, because you want to be able to learn how to drive fast better.
I mean, if you married well, that's what you want from your wife as well. But if you're a gun aficionado, you can also get that from a gun.
I see where you're going with this. It's not a good area.
We better take a break.
We should. So I don't think they have missed anything with their line. So all excellent products. Check them out. You know, go to Springfield Armory and Google it. You'll be amazed. And now we're going to see what's available from
our friends at Williams Gun Sight Company.
Yeah.
Who's been around longer than Ruger.
Yes, they have. Yes, they have. They're 100
years
this year.
Learned that in the first segment.
And hey, the range is opened.
Oh, good.
But it's going to rain again now.
We'll talk about that when we return to Gunsmith Show. There's more coming. Keep it right here. Right here on US 103.1. Your home for ultimate classic rock. Back after this.